What is going on, everyone? I hope you are doing well. I hope you are ready to improve your English because in this English lesson, we are going to be talking about the state of Vermont. And it is my goal over the next couple years to explain every state that we have in the United States. We have 50 of them. So far on this channel, we have talked about three: Alaska, Nevada, and Arkansas. You can check out those videos on this channel, and there will be a playlist of all of the states. This is the fourth one. This is Vermont, and it is a state that is near and dear to my heart.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And we'll talk about it right here. So if you look at the bottom, I have a couple sentences for you. And this is the way the lesson will work. I will talk about the state of Vermont, hopefully very clearly, just fast enough so you can understand me. And I will have sentences that appear at the bottom. So let's talk about the first two. Vermont is a state that is near and dear to my heart. I was born in Vermont, so it is my birth state. But before we get too far into the lesson, I would like to thank you. Because if you see down there, there are thousands of English teachers on social media, maybe even tens of thousands, maybe even millions. There might be more English teachers than there are English learners. And the fact that you are watching this lesson, that you chose to watch me, well, it means a lot. Thank you so much for choosing to watch this lesson. I will do my best to help you improve. Now, we do have a couple people joining us here today. There are 60 people. I think there will be fewer people here than usual, and that might be good. You might be able to ask your questions. If you see in the bottom, there's something scrolling across the screen, and it says there is a link in the description so you can ask your questions. But I would like to say hello to a few people. Luke is here. Luke is here. Mahmood. What's going on? Yulia. I know Yulia. Hey, Filippo from Italy. I've heard that there are some floods in Italy. I hope you are safe. There have been a couple new channel members I would like to give a shout out to. Right there. I'll make this a little bigger. Lino. Thank you so much for being a channel member. He is a gold channel member. Make sure you check out the Slack link. There is a Slack link. And I do have some more information for you. So thank you so much for becoming a member.
New member. Make sure you check the members tab for the Discord, the members chat, and the bonus videos.
Yeah, we also have a Discord server, and there is a new Google Classroom. So there are some links for an upcoming lesson about Amelia Earhart in the Google Classroom. I apologize. I cannot read this script, but there is a new member who decided to join us. Thank you so much. Got a little something for you.
New member. Make sure you check the members tab for the Discord, the members chat, and the bonus videos.
And we have one more. Another name. I'm sorry. I can't pronounce it. But this person became a silver member, so it is only right I recognize you right here. Thank you so much.
New member. Make sure you check the members tab for the Discord, the members chat, and the bonus videos.
Yes, thank you so much. There are a bunch of links, a bunch of extra lessons for you. You get your name in green. It's good stuff to become a member. I tried to provide a lot of extra for the members. I think I saw Tanya in here too. Tanya from Germany. Welcome, Frank. Hope you're doing well. Luke, Osama, a lot of familiar names. Chris, I recognize you. Yeah, so we are going to talk about the state of Vermont. And as Mahmoud says, he is from Mauritania. He said he didn't know a lot about the state of Vermont. And that's my goal for this channel over the next couple years, like I said, to cover every state. It's good to know the culture if you are studying English, and many people have said they would like to learn about each of the 50 states. That's what we are doing today. Vermont, the state that is near and dear to my heart. So let's talk a little bit about where Vermont is located. I have a map for you. It's right there. I can make it a little bigger. But Vermont is in the red. And you can see there is a sentence there for you. It says, Vermont is a state in the northeastern part of the United States. Yeah, really close to Canada. In fact, let's talk about what borders Vermont, like what is on the edge of Vermont. Well, you can see there are two states, New Hampshire and New York, and even a country that borders Vermont. Vermont is bordered by Canada. So let's read this sentence here. New Hampshire and New York border Vermont. Canada also borders the state. We got to talk a little history here. A little history. Before the United States became a country, there were colonies, and there were 13 of them. You might hear the original 13 colonies. Those are the first 13 states of the United States. You see, the United States fought a war against England, and we won. And then we became our own state, or sorry, our own country with 13 states. Well, Vermont is unique because it is the first state to join the United States after those first 13 colonies. Vermont is the 14th state, the first state after the original 13 colonies. So maybe we should do a lesson on the original 13 states. Not today, maybe one day, but my state of Maine, see if I can make this bigger. Maine is all the way up in the corner. It is really close to Vermont, but Maine was not one of the 13 original colonies because it was part of Massachusetts. Massachusetts, a state a lot of people have trouble saying. So if you look at that flag, the original 13 colonies, that was the flag. And if you count those stars, there are 13 of them. Each of those stars represent one of the colonies, and then those colonies became states once we beat England in a war. Did I mention that? English with Lucy. She's British. She's from England. I wonder how she feels about little old United States beating her country so many years ago. No way. Pacey, I've been to Vermont before. It's a nice place, especially if you like wildlife and best of all, syrup. We will be talking about maple syrup very soon. Freddie Wolf, Welcome. Yeah, I know it's late in France. I know it's late in a lot of parts of the world. I have a feeling a lot of people will be watching this lesson on replay. Czech Republic's in the house. Welcome. Lick, hope you're doing well. Mauritania. More people from Mauritania. Hope you're doing well. If you are watching, wait, what? Hang on. We need to stop the lesson. Mahmoud said he loves my hair. I never get compliments on my hair because I'm going bald. I'm losing my hair, but I've spoken to Mahmoud about my hair a few times. I don't think he means that. I think he's just trying to make me feel better. Well, it worked, Mahmoud. Thank you. Hey, Dima, I love this state too because I was born in this state. Yeah, maple syrup is very famous in Canada. You might have heard of Bob the Canadian. Shout out to Bob the Canadian. Canada has good maple syrup, but I think, as an American, the United States has better maple syrup. Some people may disagree with me, but okay, Freddie says it's similar to the EU, the EU's flag, the European Union in English. That's what we call it. Not Britain anymore. Not England anymore. They left. I wonder how they feel about that. All right. Kurdistan is in the house. Welcome. I just watched a video about Kurdistan. That's a good one. All right. Back to the lesson. Bangladesh is in the house. So let's talk about the capital city of Vermont. And that city is called Montpelier. Montpelier. The United States has a capital. That capital is Washington, D.C. But every state also has a capital. And that is where the government is held. That is the most important city in the state for government. The governor, that is the person who leads the government in a state. The president leads the whole country, but a governor will lead the state. And that governor lives in the capital. And the capital of Vermont is the city of Montpelier. Let's talk about this. Lots of mountains in Vermont. In fact, Freddie might know this. If you speak French, you might already know Vermont means Green Mountain. It is known as the Green Mountain State because of its beautiful green mountains. If you look behind me, the lights are green. The banner below is green. My shirt, I'm wearing a red shirt. Maybe I should have worn a green shirt for Vermont. Vermont's capital city is Montpelier. That's how we say it in English. Montpelier. And guess what? Montpelier is the smallest state capital in the United States. There are only about 8,000 people who live in the city. Trivia question. Does anybody know which state capital has the most people that live in it? I'll give you 5 seconds. It's a hard one. I had to look it up. I did not know this. Which state capital has the most people living in it? You probably could Google. And if you are waiting around, do you mind hitting that like button? It might help other people find the English lesson. I got it. 5. And remember, the state capital is not the biggest city in that state. Sometimes like New York City has like 8 million people, but it's not the capital of the state of New York. The capital of New York State is a city called Albany. Ooh, that's a good guess. That's a good guess. New York. We're just talking about the state of Vermont today. I am trying to keep this lesson kind of short. So only, oh, that's a good guess. Only questions about Vermont. Good guess. Los Angeles is not the capital of California. It's another city called Sacramento. Argentina. I heard there was a holiday there. Williams was saying that. Here we go. Gotcha. Montpelier is the smallest, but the largest is a city called Phoenix. Phoenix, Arizona. The largest state capital is Phoenix, Arizona, with 1.6 million people. It's a pretty big city for the United States. For some countries, like maybe China or Japan, or even Russia, they have a lot of big cities there. You might say 1.6 million people? It's not that many people. Well, in the United States, our cities are not as big as some places. So it's pretty big for us. All right, the next one, let's take a look at, oh, I should mention this. Just to make English more difficult. If you look at that capital, the way that is spelt, Vermont's capital, where government is. If you look at our national capital, our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., there's a famous building there called the Capitol Building. Maybe you have seen it before, but guess what? It's spelled differently. Don't ask me why. Some people will ask me, hey, why is it like this in English? And sometimes I just have to say, we always break the rules in English. There are no real rules. Doesn't make any sense. All right, so I am going to take that banner away because it can be a little distracting. Just know that if you would like to ask a question about Vermont, and if I miss it in the chat, put it in the form, and I definitely won't miss it. And right now we have zero questions there about Vermont. So check the description. There is a link to a Google form. I will check that in a couple minutes. All right, back to this Capitol building. What about this? Did you know that every state has a bird? Like where I live, the bird is the chickadee. When we cover Maine, I will mention the chickadee. Vermont has a state bird, and it is called the hermit thrush. Not sure if you ever need to know that, but I have a sentence below that might help you with your English. I will read the sentence. You can read it. It will help your English reading. You can listen to the sentence that will help your English listening. And maybe you would like to repeat the sentence, practice your speaking after. The state bird of Vermont is the hermit thrush, which sings a beautiful song. I looked for the song that might be heard if a hermit thrush is nearby. I couldn't find it, but I think it's beautiful. I'm not a bird person, are you? But I did do an entire English lesson on birds and nuts, if you would like to look it up. There is a question I asked earlier in the week if anybody had any questions, and Shafe did. Here's this man's question. Hi, hope you're doing great. I am doing great. I know Vermont is famous for maple syrup production. Can you shed some light on that? Really great question there. Can you shed some light on that? It's an idiom meaning, can you give me more information? Well, Shafe, glad you asked. And Yes, I can. Just in case you didn't know what maple syrup was in English, it's that stuff. It tastes really good on pancakes. Little butter, little maple syrup. And maple syrup is a treat in Vermont. It is made from the sap of maple trees. That might be something new for you. I think next year we have a whole Sunday in Maine devoted to maple syrup. A lot of farms will open their doors. People can visit. I think I might do an English lesson next year about maple syrup. But that Sunday only happens in March. So I'll have to wait, but be on the lookout. There might be an English lesson about maple syrup very soon, less than a year. What about this? Maybe you are a flower person. Each state has a special flower, and the flower of Vermont is the red clover. The state flower of Vermont is the red clover, which is a pretty purple flower. If you are listening on the podcast, you can't see it, but take my word for it. It's a pretty flower. It is a pretty flower. I happen to have red clover growing on my lawn. So, and I just mowed the lawn 2 days ago. I mowed some red clover. It is blooming this time of year. Danny, she's from France. She also had a question. Hi, Brent. Is it right that in Vermont, you can still find an important French-speaking community? Or was that the case in the past? Now they all died out. Thank you in advance for your answer. Yeah, I have bad news. I have bad news because the same thing is happening in my state. So I'm 47 years old. And my grandparents, when they were around, they would probably be about 100 now, there were some Canadians who came down to my state and in Vermont to work in the factories, and French was spoken where I live. But unfortunately, so many of the people who spoke French at one time have died. Like Danny said, that there isn't as much French spoken in Vermont as there used to be. So the short answer, Danny, is no. It is dying out. Yeah, the French language in Vermont is dying out, just like it is dying out here in Maine, which is pretty sad. Okay. I hope I can say this name correctly. I can't. Mr. W. How about that? Mr. W. Where does the name Vermont come from? Does it have anything to do with the French language? And yes, it does. We already talked about Vermont being the Green Mountain State. And so in Vermont, or I'm sorry, in French, Vermont literally means Green Mountains. So yes, Vermont. Freddie, how did I do? How did my French sound? Vermont. Love it. Natalia's here. She is from Chile. If you could eat only one flavor in your pancakes, do you prefer maple syrup or apple? No. Maple syrup all day long. Blueberry pancakes, lots of butter, lots of maple syrup. So good. So good. Oh, thank you, Mahmood. That was very nice of you. No way. You will see a lot of maple streets in the United States as well. Yeah, I think there's one in my town, probably. Maple Street or Maple Avenue. When is the best time to go leaf peeping? We will talk about foliage soon. But since it's mentioned, great question. in the fall. We will talk about it again. But yeah, people will visit New England. That's the part of the country that Vermont is in. And they will go leaf peeping. Around October, late September, the leaves on the trees will turn from green to yellow, orange, red. It's quite beautiful. And people who come here are called leaf peepers. Good question. Honey. You prefer honey on your pancakes. Okay. Okay. I still got to stick with maple syrup, though. What about this? Natalia just mentioned apples. And Vermont is famous for apples. It's famous for apple cider. I think I have something here for you. Yes. Right here. Vermont is famous for its delicious apples and apple cider. So in English, we have apple juice and we also have apple cider. Apple cider is more natural. There's less sugar. So apple cider will go bad more quickly than apple juice. If that makes any sense. It will turn sour. It will go bad. We usually use go sour with just milk, but hopefully that helps you. Like the apple cider will turn bad more quickly than apple juice. Not as natural, the apple juice. There is a beautiful lake in between the state of Vermont and New York, and it is called Lake Champlain. Lake Champlain is a big state that borders Vermont. It's fun to go boating or fishing there. Lake Champlain. I have never been to Lake Champlain, but it is on the western side of Vermont, really close to New York. Here we go. Foliage. Foliage. It's just another name for leaves. Excuse me, leaves on a tree. But when they are turning color, you will probably hear foliage. I might need to take a drink. I've been teaching at school all day. There's a sentence for you. I'm going to play a little something for you to remind you that you should like, subscribe, all that stuff. Maybe share it with a friend. And I'm going to take a drink. Just so I can talk again.
If this lesson is helping your English improve, don't forget to tap that like button and share it with a friend who's learning English.
All right. I think that's better. Hopefully my voice will hold up. Oh, Freddie Wolf. That's too hard for me. That's too hard. Yeah, leaf peeping. I think we answered that, didn't we? Leaf peeping. All right, going through here. Jacques, I think the biggest town in the United States is New York City. New York City. Oh, what? Oh gosh. Yeah, I'd rather not talk about eugenics. Yeah, Natalia, I don't want to get canceled. Yeah, eugenics is something that at least in the, I don't think it's talked about anywhere. Yeah, it's about 100 years ago, but I don't want to talk about, eugenics. Oof. No, look it up. Look up eugenics. It's pretty nasty. All right. So I don't think I've read this sentence here about foliage yet, about the pretty leaves on the trees in the fall, but here's the sentence. In the fall, Vermont's trees turn vibrant colors like orange, red, and yellow. Vibrant means a lot of color. A lot of color. Yeah, this is just Freddie wondering what's in my drink. It's just water. Just water. It's good. It's good. All right, water. Water's good for you. Omron. Omron, he lives in the United Arab Emirates, but he's from a beautiful country called Syria. I would love to visit one day, maybe Aleppo. Seems beautiful. And he dropped a super sticker, which I would love to thank him for right here. And maybe I'll take another drink. Oh, thank you so much for the super chat. Omron, thank you very much. That means so much. I mean, thank you so much. All right, foliage we just talked about. But did you know that each state actually has a state animal? A state animal. And I have something for you here. The state animal of Vermont is the Morgan horse, which is a strong and friendly horse breed. The Morgan horse. I don't know much about the Morgan horse. I know what a horse is. I don't know how the Morgan horse is any different from a regular horse. Just in my research, I found it was strong and friendly, which sounds pretty good to me. Excuse me. Drinking water sometimes. Can't talk as well after. Oh, here's the beautiful. Covered bridges. Take a look at that. You have a bridge, and it is wooden, and it has a roof on it. And behind that bridge, there are some beautiful trees. Some nice foliage behind that covered bridge. And Vermont doesn't have the most covered bridges of any state. That's Pennsylvania. But it does have a lot of covered bridges. When I think of Vermont, I also think of covered bridges. Cheese, which we're going to get to very shortly. Maple syrup and covered bridges. What about this? Dairy farms. Anytime you see dairy, think milk. So it could be cheese, could be cottage cheese. But dairy, it is the stuff that comes from cows. So the milk and then whatever the milk products become. Let's see, do I have a... Oh, we'll talk about the monarch butterfly yet in a little bit. So I don't have a picture for dairy. But just know, when you hear dairy, think of milk, think of cheese, and think of my favorite dairy product. And that is ice cream. Ben and Jerry's ice cream is made in Vermont. And they have many delicious flavors. My favorite flavor of ice cream from Ben and Jerry's is something called chocolate therapy. It's really chocolatey. Do you know that adjective? Chocolatey means really chocolatey. It means a lot of chocolate. Chocolatey. It's good stuff. All right, let me check the form. We do have a question. Look at this. It's from Mahmood. Let me see if I can share this with you. Look at that. There it is. I haven't read the question yet. I think Mahmood is probably not going to say any bad things. Omron, thank you so much. I will put that up there. That means so much. Thank you. Let's see what Mahmood said. I think I can make it a little bigger. All right. Can you read that as I read it? Okay. Let's do it. I can read it. Hey, Brent. I just wanted to take a moment to express my gratitude for all the amazing English lessons you provide on your YouTube channel. Your teaching style is so clear and engaging, and I always feel like I'm learning something new. That is beautiful. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask if you have any plans for a live stream this upcoming Saturday. I find them to be incredibly helpful and enjoyable, and I always look forward to tuning in. Thank you again for all that you do, and I hope you have a wonderful day. A couple hearts there. That is, if you want to see some perfect English right there, that is a perfectly written statement. Two paragraphs there. Commas all in the right place. It's good stuff. Mahmood, Well done again. Remember last live stream, I think he nailed it. So yes, this Saturday, there will be another live stream about a very famous American pilot. Her name is Amelia Earhart. So I will have sentences again. I will have pictures again. Channel members, if you would like to become a channel member, there is going to be a special bonus vocabulary lesson for Amelia Earhart. And there is a list of vocabulary words on a Quizlet. Check it out. If you are a subscriber on Facebook or if you are a member on YouTube, there's a link for a Google Classroom. It's brand new. So hopefully that will be very helpful. Amelia Earhart. And there is a poll on my Facebook community tab asking, do you know Amelia Earhart? The last time I checked, I think like 25% of the people who answered did, but 75% had never heard of Amelia Earhart. So we'll talk about her on Saturday. Mahmood, thank you so much for the question. All right, back to this. The monarch butterfly. Look at that. What a beautiful animal, the monarch butterfly. We'll talk about what monarch means in English. But I think, let me find it. I think I have a sentence for you right there. The state butterfly. Who knew that Vermont had a special butterfly? Well, they do. And the state butterfly of Vermont is the monarch butterfly, which has beautiful orange and black wings. So I'm sorry if you are listening to the podcast, you can't see that beautiful butterfly. Guess you'll just have to trust me. It's beautiful. But maybe you don't know what monarch is. So let's talk about that. You might hear that in English. A monarch is someone who rules over a country like a king or a queen. They are a monarch. Presidents are not monarchs. There's a typo there. Come on, Brent. You're supposed to be an English teacher. No typos. All better. Presidents are not monarchs. Just kings and queens. Princes, princesses, monarchs. Whoever rules over the country, if they are royalty, they're a monarch. Look at this. Vermont is a small state. Vermont has a small population, which means there is plenty of space to enjoy nature. When you see population, think people. How many people who live in a state that is called their population? So the population of my state is a little over 1 million people. The population of Vermont is a little under 1 million people. I think it's, let's check. Hey Siri, what is the population of the state of Vermont? Ooh, smaller than I thought. Can you see that? Probably not. I will read this large number for you. You see that? There you go. Large number. 643,077 people. 643,000 people. Pretty small. Just a little over 500,000 people. Vermont has many... Let me start that again. Let's get rid of this picture. We're not talking about butterflies anymore. Vermont has many small towns with cozy houses and friendly people. Cozy. I love that word, cozy. What does it mean? Well, look at this picture. Look at this picture. To me, that is very cozy. You have somebody sitting by the fireplace. It looks like they have a nice cup of something warm, maybe tea, maybe coffee. They have some nice fuzzy socks on. Cozy. Got a sentence for you. I feel cozy when it is cold outside, but I am reading a book under a blanket by the fireplace. That's how I would describe cozy. It's a nice warm feeling in your heart. So I will read that again. Hopefully that will explain what cozy is. I feel cozy when it is cold outside, but I am reading a book under a blanket by the fireplace. Oh yeah. Vermont, I think, can be a pretty cozy state with many cozy houses and friendly people. Right here. Just checking the chat here. Filippo, no, I don't think I did see your question about Vermont on the Discord. No, feel free. Drop it here in the chat. Yeah. Oh, Natalia. Quaint and cozy are really close. Quaint. When I hear quaint, I think also small. Small. So cozy doesn't have to be small. It can be. But when I hear quaint, simple, kind of small, not a lot of decorations. Oscar, what's going on? Thank you for being a channel member. Yeah, Mahmood, let's talk about that number again. Can we? Can I bring it up? Hey, Siri, what is the population of Vermont? All right, I'm going to write it in the chat here, and then I'll say it again. Yeah, big numbers can be pretty difficult, especially when there isn't anything in the hundredths place. Oh my gosh, would I like to visit Bangladesh? Of course. Dakar? Love to. All right, so I'm going to read this big number here. Mahmood, just because you had such a beautiful paragraph written, 643,077. 643,077. Hope that helps. Yeah. Omar, thank you so much. That was a big one. That was a nice one. Thank you so much. We got a few more, I think, here. Let's see what else. Oh, this might be the last one. Might be the last one. Motto. The state motto. It's like words you live by. Somebody's motto. It's like state motto of Vermont. They have a motto. They have words they live by. It's a little saying they think about. The state motto of Vermont is freedom and unity, which means people are free to be themselves, but also work together. That's what that unity means. And I wanted to teach you this because it can be helpful where you are reading or you come across a word you don't know, but you see part of the word, it might help you know a word you've never seen before. So here is a Latin and Greek root, uni. Whenever you see uni in English, think one. So unity, that means the people are together. They are one. So when you see uni in English, think one. Unicycles. That's what a unicycle looks like. It only has one wheel, unlike a bicycle, which has two wheels. If someone wears a uniform at work, they probably look like everyone else at work. We talked about apples earlier. Apples are healthy. McDonald's is not so healthy. But if you work at McDonald's, you probably have to wear a uniform. Like everybody is wearing the same thing. It's like they are one person. So if you walk into a McDonald's and you see somebody wearing a uniform, you know they work there. So you can give them your order. Maybe somebody spilled something. You can say, hey, do you have a mop and a bucket? I need to pick this up. That's it. That is our lesson on Vermont. I hope you found it helpful. About 45 minutes. You can always rewatch it if you would like to learn more about Vermont, or you didn't catch something. Maybe I was speaking too quickly. You can also check out Arkansas or the lesson on Alaska and Nevada, the fourth state that we've done about the US states. There are some older ones about California, New York, Florida. I will redo them. I'm not sure that they are that good. All right. That is it. Just checking the chat, making sure I didn't miss anything. All right. I'm going to now work on the English lesson for Amelia Earhart. So I hope you will be able to join me Saturday morning, regular time, probably a few more people in the audience at that time. We have 50 people watching right now on Facebook and YouTube. So I would like to thank you all. Thank you, Freddie. It was efficient as usual. Thank you. Useful and efficient. Thank you so much. Ooh, say hello to the cat mom and the kittens. I will. But I will just say, I don't know. I didn't know when to talk about this, but we haven't seen the mom in a little while. So I hope she comes back, but I haven't seen her. My wife hasn't seen her, and my neighbors haven't seen her since Sunday. And today is Thursday. So I'm a little worried that she either got lost or I hope to have better news about the cat mom, but it's pretty sad. Yeah, we haven't seen her. And my neighbors have been looking out for her to see if she comes around. I know it's a couple English phrasal verbs there, but yeah, I hope so. Every state has its own charm, and hopefully we can cover all 50 states on this channel. Tanya, thank you so much. Natalia, thank you so much. Mahmood, Omran, again, thank you so much for the very generous super chat. I do appreciate it. And I think that'll be it. Yeah. Can't wait to see you all on Saturday. I'm going to eat some dinner, but I'll be back with a good lesson, hopefully on Amelia Earhart. Again, thank you so much. Adios, amigos.